my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Everyone, welcome to episode 165 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. And this week's episode is a recap of the Stride Pro Wrestling show from over the weekend, Saturday night, and a little backstory into exactly what happened for local fans who listen every week to this podcast. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who listens to this podcast. And, you know, I do a lot to help promote indie wrestling in this region specifically because I am here and can make it and attend these shows. Stride Pro Wrestling obviously is what I'm a little more, I don't want to say biased toward, but I guess that is the right word to use in this case because I am the ring announcer for the company and have done a lot with helping to get the word out about Stride via social media, the blogs over at my123cents.com, and of course this podcast. There are other great companies in this area, including Cape Championship Wrestling. They have a big show coming up at the end of the month. That last Saturday in January, I don't have my calendar in front of me. I think it's the 27th or 28th. It's the day before the Royal Rumble. They have Caged Chaos 2, lots of big matches. Jerry Lynn is going to be a part of that as well as a special guest referee for their main event, for their championship match. There's also SIWC, SICW, and speaking of that company, Larry Matisik, who is a part of that show as far as doing some of the behind-the-scenes work. He does some commentary on their television show. He's a very good friend of Herb Simmons, who is the promoter for SICW. Larry has not been doing well with his health lately and has been hospitalized for about a week or so. And Herb has been keeping fans updated on social media. And it looks like Larry's health is improving and he's in physical therapy. He's actually not in the hospital part of the hospital anymore. He is in an area now where he is getting some rehab. So our thoughts are with Larry. I still hope to have him on my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, at some point. Because growing up in St. Louis, Larry Matisik was the voice of St. Louis wrestling. I've had the opportunity, the pleasure, last year in May to meet him at an SICW show. Heath Hatton invited me to attend that with him, and the opportunity to meet him and Abdullah the Butcher that night, a great memory in my fandom because of that connection of watching every week on Wrestling at the Chase with Larry Matisik. So again, our thoughts go out to Larry and his family as he continues on the road to recovery. So, Herb, thank you for keeping us posted and updated on that as well. There's also a company called IWA Productions. It is in the Fairfield area of Illinois. I think that's the right town. They have a show coming up, a fundraiser event coming up in Ina in April, and I'll talk more about that as it gets closer. I've been asked to do a little work with them as well. So I'm going to check my calendar and my schedule and see if that works out. But, you know, again, lots of great independent wrestling. And sometimes you see some of these same guys, Chris Hargis, for example, Heath Hatton, Dexter Roswell, Tony Flood, Axe Allward. They kind of bounce around Roger Mathis, Farmer Billy Hills, Red Daniels. They all kind of bounce around and appear on, you know, some of them wrestle in Cape, some of them wrestle up in the East Carondelet, Metro East area of St. Louis. So these guys are getting around the horn in the Southern Illinois, Missouri, Southeast Missouri area. So again, if you can, get out and support indie wrestling because sometimes you will see these men and women on these independent shows, and they show up in WWE. For example, at the Stride show from over the weekend, Heath Hatton and Ace Hawkins both wrestled at one time. on a WWE pay-per-view. It was Extreme Rules 2012. They were in a handicap tag team match against Ryback. And I'm proud to say that both of these guys, I consider them friends of mine. Heath Hatton and I have known each other for many, many years through All American Pro Wrestling. And even before he was a part of AAPW and before I was a part of AAPW, we had met and become friends. Ace Hawkins is someone I'm getting to know now through Stride, but he was a part of AAPW as well. But he and Heath were Jay Hatton and Aaron Relic and took on Ryback. So, you know, obviously that was a one-shot deal, but they have done other work behind the scenes. Sometimes dark matches at TV tapings and whatnot, some of these guys have appeared as well. So, again, you know, it's family fun entertainment. It's affordable entertainment, and it's important to support that very first foundation, if you will, of wrestling, because it then, you know, paves the way for them to make it to the big stage, the WWE, Ring of Honor, TNA Impact Wrestling, Lucha Libre, or Lucha Underground, whatever the company may be. You never know where you're going to end up seeing some of these men and women end up, because Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, they all started in the indies and worked their way up and now are going to be big parts of WrestleMania and the Royal Rumble and other events of the such. So, again, that's my little soapbox speech, if you will, on supporting indie wrestling. Now to get to the Stride Show, which typically Stride is housed at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion, Illinois. People who live in Southern Illinois know that mall is basically, for lack of a better phrase, a shell of its former self. Many stores have left the mall. The mall has been up for sale many times. Deals have been made and then fallen through. But there have been some anchor stores there: Target, Dillard's, Sears. Sears is now closing nationwide. Many Sears stores are closing. But the Stride Pro Wrestling was able to get in, and at first it was a part of the CMA Dojo. It was a workout MMA mixed martial arts kind of facility, and we were able to have the ring set up there. There was a Stride Pro Wrestling school that went on, and it was a great deal for everyone involved. Well, then the dojo closed, so we moved to another part of the mall. We actually bounced twice. The dojo itself moved once, and we moved with it, and then we moved a third time to a place at the mall that used to be kind of a place where kids could hang out. I think they had a go-kart track there at one point, but it had been closed for years and years. It's a great big facility, great big space for us. And the mall, you know, let us have the ring set up. The school could stay in it, and we weren't sharing the space with anyone. So it was Stride space, or it is Stride space. It still is. Well, as I mentioned, the mall has had some issues. The fire department came through late last week, and inspected that particular area of the mall, and there were some violations found. Earlier in the week, heating and water was not working in parts of the mall, so they've had some violations rack up. That's what happened Thursday night. We got word that the mall had been inspected, our section of the mall had been inspected, and they were not going to let anything happen there until the problems were fixed. I don't know what the problems are. I didn't see the report. I just know that there were issues. So, that being said, it was time to scramble and find somewhere else to have the show, because canceling it, sure, we could have canceled it, but we've been promoting this thing for so long in the Stride Cup tournament, the rematches between the champions of both Jay Spade and Chris Hargis as the legacy champion. We wanted the show to go on. The show must go on, as they say. So we scrambled. We found a place in the Carterville Community Center. And I want to, again, publicly thank Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson and Chrissy Hollister from the city of Carterville, who graciously let us use the Carterville Community Center. And so what we were able to do is go into the mall, pull everything, you know, tear the ring down, load it up, move it across town, get it into Carterville, get it set up and ready to go, and had a great show. The weather here in Southern Illinois has been less than ideal over the last several days as well. So there are still some ice and sleet and snow in areas. So we weren't expecting a huge attendance because of the weather and with the new location, despite peppering social media with it. But we actually had a great turnout. very appreciative of the fans who came out and supported us once again. And they had a heck of a show. It was, as I mentioned, the opening of the Stride Cup. I'm going to break down everything that happened and encourage you. If you are a fan of indie wrestling, check out Stride Pro Wrestling on Facebook. Also, head out to a show sometime. Our next show is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. At this point, it is scheduled to be back at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. So make the trip. Our friends from Cape, Podzilla 1985 and Cape Championship Wrestling, Barry, were not able to make it because of the road conditions. So we hopefully February will be better weather and everybody can make it back to the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. Show started out with the segment Striking Your Fancy with manager Jay Wellington Beauregard. His guest was Dexter Roswell, who is one half of the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And during the course, you know, the original idea that they were going to, there was going to be a tag team title defense. Dexter thought he had the night off, though. But it turns out that Aaron Brooks and Joey O'Reilly showed up and challenged the DR party to a tag team championship match. Dexter Roswell kind of wrote a check. His mouth wrote a check that his rear end couldn't cash as he slapped both the challengers before that match happened. General Manager Sam Hunter, of course, there was a melee that followed. General Manager Sam Hunter came out and said that the championships would, in fact, be defended. They were, but, you know, the DR party, not known for being the up-and-up guys, if you will, ended up cheating to win and retained the tag team championships. We then went into the opening round matches for the Stride Cup. It's an eight-man tournament that will happen over the course of the next several months, culminating with the first ever Stride Cup champion. The first match saw J.D. Wilk defeat the Raging Redneck, and J.D. Wilk has definitely had a chip on his shoulder as of late, and ignored, which it really shocked me. He ignored the fans who were wanting to high-five him as he made his way to the ring. Very uncharacteristic of Mr. Wilk, and we have seen in recent months his slight attitude change toward Aaron Brooks and Joey O'Reilly, and then his tag team partner Ace Hawkins at the last Stride show. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with him, but I do know that he is headed to the next round of the Stride Cup. Our second match in the Stride Cup tournament featured Shane Lauder, who is a trainee at the Stride School. He took on, well, I don't know. I don't know the man's name. The lights went out as I was preparing for the show, and all of a sudden he appeared in the ring, dressed completely in black with a skull face mask, and obliterated Shane Lauder and then carried him from the ring. So I don't have a name, I don't have a hometown or a weight, so we'll have to wait and see what is going on with this mystery man who has advanced as well in the Stride Cup tournament. Our next match of the night was Tony Flood getting his rematch against Chris Hargis for the Legacy Championship. These two put on a great match, never disappointed in either one of these guys. It ended, though, as they were both battling outside the ring. Chris Hargis went to deliver a back body drop onto Tony Flood. And as he picked him up and dropped him onto the apron, Flood rolled back in. Hargis, of course, landed on the floor of the Civic Center and was counted out. So Tony Flood has now challenged Chris Hargis to a third match. This will be the rubber match between the two because each man has a victory over the other. And Flood has added the caveat that if he does not win the Legacy Championship back, he will not challenge for the Legacy title again so long as Chris Hargis is the champion. Hargis has accepted that challenge, so that is the match that has been made for February 3rd. It's going to be Chris Hargis and Tony Flood in a rematch for the Legacy Championship. We took an intermission after singing happy birthday to longtime Stride fan Jamie Myers. Again, Jamie, happy birthday to you. And we came back with Scott Phoenix and Jay Wellington Beauregard calling out Axe Allwort, challenging Axe Allwort to a match. Axe was not there. He was not in attendance. And Phoenix proclaimed victory and demanded that I raise his hand in victory, that even though there was no referee, Referee Lane Austin was not out there. But So it was not a match. I despite raising his hand, I would say that that will not be recognized as an official match in Stride Pro Wrestling. Our next match featured another Stride Cup tournament match, and it was Ace Hawkins battling Heath Hatton. As I mentioned at the earlier in the show, these two have a long history together. This is actually the first time, though, that they have wrestled each other in a singles match. So the match went pretty well until the DR Party interfered. And for whatever reason, the DR Party has a bone to pick with Heath Hatton. It's been developing and simmering there for a while as well. And they basically, as Ace was out trying to help Heath, because as I mentioned, Heath and Ace are friends. As Ace was outside the ring battling members of the DR Party, Dexter Roswell came into the ring and hit Hatton right square in the face with the tag team championship. Ace returned to the ring not knowing exactly what had happened, but finished the match up and ended up pinning Hatton. And then he left, and the DR Party looked like the hyenas from The Lion King as they came back into the ring and just picked Hatton clean once again. Luckily, Sam Hunter and Ace Hawkins came in and ended things, but it took the threaten of the suspension of the DR Party, the stripping of the tag team championships, for them to finally pull back, and a chair from Ace Hawkins also helped. And unfortunately, DR Party member Nathan Bragg got the taste of that chair and then a spear. Did not have a good night at all for Nathan Bragg. The next match, another member of the DR Party, Brian Richards, battled El Magnifico in the Stride Cup tournament, the final opening round match for that. And despite trying to pull some underhanded tricks, Richards found himself on the losing end again and getting waffled in the head with yet another pinata. And the fans, the young fans at Stride Pro Wrestling, love when that happens, as they get a plethora of candy as a result. Now let's move on to the main event, and it was Jay Spade defending the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship against Roger Mathis. And I want to point out, too, that referee Lane Austin, a couple of times during the course of the night, got pushed, got shoved. And I'm trying to remember exactly which match it was as I was paying attention, but not jotting down notes specific. But I do remember him getting shoved earlier in the night by one of the competitors. And then throughout the night, throughout this match with Roger Mathis, he was unrelentless in his attack on Jay Spade, would not let him up several times. Lane would put the count and nearly reach that five count. And finally, at one point, Mathis decided to shove Lane across the ring and shoved him hard enough that he knocked him down. And Lane's a big guy, but Lane didn't take that and immediately called for the bell, disqualifying Mathis, who had rendered Jay Spade nearly unconscious. Jay was down on the mat. Well, then, in his rage and anger, as I was making the announcement, Mathis grabbed referee Lane Austin and delivered the end of days and rendered him unconscious as well. And then he picked up the belt and basically walked out of the ring, declaring himself the winner, despite the fact that he had been disqualified. My immediate focus then was on helping Lane and Jay, so I hit the ring after Mathis left. I, of course, did not want to get involved in any of the physicality of it. I guess I'm a chicken in that sense, but I helped Lane get back up to his feet. Jay and I helped Lane get out of the ring and get him back to the backstage area. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't know what General Manager Sam Hunter will do about this. My opinion, you know, wrestlers should not put their hands on the referees. They should not put their hands on the fans. They should not put their hands on, you know, officials, anyone who is not a wrestler, a trained wrestler. So we'll see what happens. But I did talk to Lane. I know he is shaken up by this, but he is a tough guy, and I know that he will bounce back and will be ready to ref once again coming up on February 3rd. So it was a great show again. Lots of, by the way, yeah, as I mentioned, Mathis was disqualified in that contest. So we'll see what the future holds for him as well. Jay Spade, his first championship defense. He ended up a little worse for the wear himself, but he is still your Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. So I want to remind you guys again, coming up Saturday, February 3rd, Stride Pro Wrestling returns. Coming up next week on My 1-2-3 Cents, Chad and I are counting down the top six moments from Monday Night Raw, because next Monday night is the 25-year anniversary show for Raw. I think the actual anniversary has already hit, but the actual show itself that they're going to be celebrating, and lots of big names coming back for that celebration happening on Monday. So Chad and I will do a top six. It is our version of Tom and Jim's top five, but it's our six cents as we count down the six greatest moments of Monday Night Raw. Looking forward to talking with Chad and doing that. It'll be a great show. And again, be sure to stay tuned to My 1-2-3 Cents on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram throughout the week. Trying to be more interactive and social with you guys and chatting. So anything on your mind, let me know. Thanks for listening to My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. Have a wonderful week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.